Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati on a Friday. And as usual, it's an agenda-free Friday.
Agenda-free.
It's driven by the Bernardi Auto Group, where car buying is always agenda-free. Choose from new Audis, Acuras, Hondas, Toyotas, Volvos, and over 500 pre-owned vehicles. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. Everything from the week we've gotten to or have yet to get to, it's up to you and your wonderful calls. You see, we have no agenda. It's set by you. And we have Release the Hounds immediately at 617-779-0985. Call in. When you're all loaded up, we'll go to you. In the meantime, we fill that time with some opening thoughts. Who would care to go first?
Murray, you want to go first? No, I'm not ready. I'm wiping down.
I'm not even plugged in, for Christ's sake. Just go.
Fine, I'll go first. I personally would like to congratulate the world champion Toronto Raptors on their first ever title, bringing the O'Brien Trophy to America's hat. Okay, I would like to congratulate the Toronto Raptors. Astonishingly early this morning, this email turned up in my inbox from a guy named Alex. If the Warriors win in 2015 was fake because Kyrie got hurt, then the 2019 Raptors are also a fake championship.
I like it.
Because Durant and Klay Thompson got hurt. Let's be consistent about this, all caps. To which I say, fine. No problem. Take away Kyrie's title. I take away Kyrie's. I win. I still win. I win. The whole point was that.
You mean take away Kawhi's?
What'd I say?
You mean Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah. Take away Kawhi Leonard's title this year. Fine.
Yep.
Then I'll take away Kyrie's from 2 years ago. I win. I still prove he's never won a title without Kevin Durant. True. I win. That's a good deal. I'm in. Yep. Deal. That's a deal. Trade made. Thank you. Thank you for proving my point. Exactly. That's exactly right. Now, obviously, the guy who emailed it in thought that this was somehow a way to kick me in the shins, which is fine. But I'll tell you, no, this exactly proves my point. You're going to take it away from, they got hurt. Klay Thompson got hurt and Durant was. This is exactly my point. Exactly my point. So if you want to take this one away, no problem. Fine. Wipe it off the board. I wipe off 2015 and everything's good. Steph Curry has never won one without Kevin Durant. That sounds like a good trade to me.
So if you're just catching up, Maz maintains that Steph Curry is not a true number one that you can build around to win a championship, even though Golden State built around him and won a championship. Maz's contention is that championship was won against a Cavaliers team that Kyrie Irving got hurt.
And Kevin Love.
Okay, there you go. Against a diminished opponent, so Steph Curry's one championship without Durant, where he was the signature guy, doesn't count. So that's just to catch you up, because we believe Maz deserves to go to take rehab for that assertion. So he's still chasing that, and so you're taking a victory lap on last night, basically.
I do not have a problem. I don't need rehab. I don't have a problem. I don't have any problem. And in fact, when Greta Van Vliet was chucking in threes last night in the fourth quarter, you know who he was shooting them over? Steph Curry. The same guy that Kyrie shot over when Cleveland beat Golden State in the finals.
But just let me tell you.
So this has only been
He also shot him over Malcolm Brogdon and Chris Middleton, and he was doing this the last round too.
Okay, but my only point is that in my world, in Maz's universe.
Oh, God. Scary place.
A true number
one. The black hole.
A true number one. In the universe of Maz, a true number one has to be able to impact the game at both ends of the floor, and Steph Curry can't do it on the defensive end.
Oh, this sets me up perfectly. There's no shortage of terrible consequences that will come from the Toronto Raptors winning their first NBA championship last night. Toronto sports fans getting to taste success and feel happiness for a moment. Mavs feeling like he's right about Steph Curry and refusing to go to take rehab. I knew that was coming. Drake acting like he played close to 30 minutes last night and using the word we over and over and over again, talking about the Raptors that made me want to die. That's just a few of them, but there's no worse thing that can come from the Raptors winning last night, and specifically Kawhi Leonard winning the title and being named the MVP of the series last night, and likely is what going to be a one-off for him in Toronto, then Danny Ainge now being convinced of that model and going and trading for Anthony Davis and thinking that is the thing to do. Do not do this, Danny Ainge. Don't do it. Never mind the fact that Anthony Davis wants absolutely positively no part of being here, and more on that in a second. The guy, for all his talent, has won nothing. Nothing. How many years has he been in the league now? Six, 7 years, whatever the hell it is. A guy that size, he's won one playoff round. A big man with a spotty injury history who can't win more than one measly playoff round since he's coming to the league. I'm good. You cannot compare this guy to Kawhi Leonard, who had won a title prior to Toronto dealing for him. A guy who was the MVP of the finals, who vanquished the LeBron Heat. You can't compare the two. You can't. Do not trade for Anthony Davis. The guy really hasn't done anything. You're not going to get the same kind of results. So he's tall Kyrie Irving is what it is. He's a volume scorer who's got a good amount of bitch in him, who quit on his team at the end of the year, just like Kyrie did. I don't want him. I don't want him. And I don't think that Danny Ainge should chase him. And here's the other thing. Get it through your thick skulls, you idiots. He doesn't want to be here. It's now on record from his agent. He doesn't want any part of this place. You never got that from Kawhi Leonard with the Toronto Raptors last year leading up to that. So even if he jets, that's a win for them. Don't do it. Don't trade away your young players for Anthony Davis, who wants no part of it. And I know what the argument is because I've seen it time and again on social media, and we've got it from the calls. This is the best place to play. This is title town. This is you will be looked at as a hero if you win here. Yeah, that matters to you, and that matters to some athletes. I don't think that kind of thing matters to Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis wants the nightlife. He wants the glitz and glamour. He wants to have another guy. He wants to go to a bigger city like LA or New York. What's the draw here? Unless you come here and you maybe want to play for the Patriots, who do have that model of that championship, you know, whole thing, and you come here and it's a different thing and you want to chase a title, you want that ring. And a lot of guys, I think, later in their careers want that. But if you're young and in your 20s and you're a professional athlete who's a household name, and even, you know, I'll throw in the African-American thing too. If you don't really care about that, I ask you, what's the draw here? I've said it before. The nightlife? Good luck.
Unless you like doughy sixes.
Yeah. Or, oh, hey, Anthony, where are we going out tonight?
With bad attitudes.
Yeah. Oh, you want to go to Sissy K's or a bar down by Faneuil Hall? Oh, what's that like? Oh, you want to see a bunch of meatheads fight and we can have beef on a stick at the end of the night at like 2 a.m. and watch a fight? What else is there to do? That's about it. You know, how are the women there? You know, they'll be willing. They hot? A lot of doughy sixes here in Boston. We got that.
With bad attitudes.
Yeah. Are there a lot of celebrities around?
You just described this show.
No, it's not. We don't really have a celebrity scene. So, in fact, actually, the spotlight's going to be brighter on you. And especially if you fail and you have a bad attitude, it's even going to be more than you want to deal with. This isn't the place for a guy like Anthony Davis. I don't think that winning, getting a title, is the number one thing for him. I think he wants all the other stuff, just like stupid Kyrie Irving wanted. So no, don't chase him. That's the worst thing that could happen from last night in Toronto winning the championship, is that Danny Ainge sees that and says, I can do that too. I can do it with Anthony Davis. Don't do it. Do not do it.
I think it's a fascinating question. Even if Anthony Davis is Kawhi Leonard, even if he is, let's just say that Anthony Davis, if you traded for him, and he doesn't want to be here, and he'll be here for just a year, and then he's gone. But he'll bring you a championship. I'll let you know beforehand that he will bring you a championship, and then he'll leave. Is that worth trading Jason Tatum?
No.
For
no.
One title in 1 year?
No.
It's worth trading DeMar DeRozan. Like, that's a no-brainer. I mean, Toronto.
And DeMar DeRozan had that stink of loser on him already.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, like, I mean, we would all make that trade.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'd trade Marcus Smart for 1 year of that. I love Marcus Smart. That's a bad example. But DeMar DeRozan, of course, no problem. Jason Tatum?
What if Jason Tatum is Al Jefferson?
Well, I know he is.
I'd rather wait and find out.
Me too. Yep. I'd rather wait and find out. Because if he's not Al Jefferson, if he's really an elite player, he's your guy for the next 10 years.
I'm done with the whole like one and done thing. And you know, I'm talking about multiple sports. It's no good.
Okay.
It doesn't work.
So those are our opening thoughts. We'll get to, how about right now? Everything, again, Agenda Free Friday, everything on the table. It's up to you. Albert in Rhode Island, Maz, this is an indictment on you. Albert agrees with you. Go ahead, Albert.
How's it going, boys? I really hate to agree with Maz, but if I got to agree with another Italian-American, I guess it's not that bad. Listen, Stephen Curry, he showed time and time again he's not a one. A guy named Della Vadova wore him out and exhausted him in 2016. Don't forget that. Last night, Fred Van Fleet. I thought of a boxing match. You could see Van Fleet holding, grabbing in June when the guys actually compete and play defense and refs let them hold. He wore them out. And there's a rule in basketball. If two white boys lock you up, okay, and exhaust you, you automatically lose credibility. Kawhi is a one. LeBron's a one. Kobe's a one. Jordan's a one.
Curry. Okay, well, look, I take all those players over Curry, but that doesn't mean he's not a one. Van Fleet's white? Who cares? But either way, the... I mean, to say there's different grades of guys, of course. I'd rather have Kawhi Leonard than Stephen Curry because Kawhi Leonard can impact both sides of the floor and et cetera. My point is always, once it's happened, I have a hard time going back and saying that that's not good enough when they won.
You can't remove it.
I am a slave to the scoreboard. Scoreboard and championships. It should end arguments. That's all. That's my only point. If Curry had never won one as the number one, I would say he's not good enough. But he did. But he did, and even last night, Maz, even last night. So he misses the shot with 9 seconds left.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
But all I'm saying is...
No, I mean, that's not why he wouldn't be a number one. He's a great shooter. No, you'll never hear me say that.
Right, I mean, you're not holding that against him, is fair. But what I'm saying is, so basically what Curry did, without Durant and without Klay Thompson for much of it, got you to the last 10 seconds of Game 6 of an NBA Finals as the number one. After he already won one. Like... That's good enough. Shot goes in there in Game 7. Now he's taking you to Game 7 of the NBA Finals as the number one.
Okay, but they won the first two series with Durant. And
you think then they played... lose those first two series?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying that.
Okay.
I'm not.
He's still in denial, Murray.
But when you say you got him to game 6 of the NBA Finals, they lost all three games at home. They lost all three games at home.
Okay.
So, and it is... I'm just telling you.
They lost all three? No, they split. Yeah, they split the first
two. They lost them all.
Yeah, they lost them. They split in Toronto.
They went down 0-2 in Golden State. Oh, well, it started in Toronto. I got it.
Yeah, they lost them all at home. They lost all three home games.
Sorry.
So, look, again.
Yeah, he also went into Houston in Game 6.
Yeah, he did. No question about it. He's a terrific player. I'm just telling you, my definition of a number one is different than yours. He's not a number one.
And that doesn't matter anymore, as we just saw in the Stanley Cup Final, and as we've seen, because sports is upside down anymore. It's upside down now. Home court, home field, home ice. It doesn't even matter anymore in sports. It doesn't.
Well, in the NBA, it does.
I think it matters in the NBA till the last round. I think the later you go in the NBA playoffs, the more the road team wins.
I mean, the road team won 5 of the 6 games in the NBA Finals.
Good for that. I mean, good. That's great. I think that's a great sign for that sport. You know what? When you look back, I think historically, it's better. The home court means less the further you go. In hockey, it never means anything ever in any round. Jake in Boston on David Ortiz here on Agenda Free Friday. Quickly, Jake.
Hey, first and foremost, Big Jim Murray, welcome to the Anti-Tuukka Rask Club. Number two, I will give $8,000 to the first Boston baseball writer who asked Ortiz what he thinks of the president's immigration policies now that people involved in his assassination attempt have outstanding warrants here.
How many times have I begged you to call Howie? I'm begging you. Now I want the number. Now I'm actually going to give it. I keep saying I don't have the number. I'm going to give you the number, Jake. Okay.
Hold on, let me find it.
That guy annoys the crap out of me.
Howie Carr.
It's his voice, too.
RKO.
Not the
266-6868.
Call-in number.
What is it? 266-6868.
617-266-6868. I'm not telling you. I'm not saying anything other than you need to find a different home. I think you'll find a nice home there. Our number here is 617-779-0985. Back to your calls on that number right after this.
Nothing worse.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline. lifelinema.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
B.O.B. Boob. Oh, my God. Isn't that Bob?
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Iguodala lobs the pass over to the far sideline. Green tracks it down to Curry for three. Misses. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Kawhi Leonard. Dribbled out near center. It's loose on the floor.
They called a timeout. Draymond Green called a timeout. They don't have one left, so that's going to be a technical foul.
With 0.9 seconds remaining, Leonard at the line to ice the game and to win the championship. Free throw is up and in. The Raptors by four. Cousins inbounds the ball. Curry heaves it at the buzzer. It's no good. Franchise history. League history. The Toronto Raptors are NBA champions. A city, a province, a country celebrates. The NBA championship is due north.
The drama on that, tremendous last night. Just tremendous. Soup to nuts. I mean, not just our bet or Maz's, you know, impending placement and take rehab. Steph Curry with 9 seconds left, chance to really, really sort of settle some things. And he misses the shot. I do love in the modern NBA, they're down 1 point. They're down 1 point with 9.6 seconds left. And the best shot, and it may have been, you know, I'm not telling you it wasn't, but their best option is to throw it all the way across the floor on the inbound, almost to the other three-point line, then hit Steph Curry coming all the way around the three-point line, then him taking a shot 2 feet beyond the three-point line on a fadeaway three-pointer, down a point.
And he makes that usually.
And that
often,
was,
often,
not
is
a
what
bad,
I should say.
Not a bad shot for him. Not a bad shot for him. As opposed to with one down 1 point, getting it inside to someone who can take something a little closer or try and get to the line?
I mean, it'd be like the old school way of doing it, right? But it doesn't exist anymore in that league.
And was Cousins on the floor at that time?
Yes, he was. He set the last screen.
Did you see any time he was trying to go inside in like the last 10 to 5 minutes of that game? It was a disaster. So I don't know if that was really even a good option.
He hit one big runner there towards the end, but, you know, I don't want the ball in his hands either. I mean,
I told you, I felt better about Toronto winning that series when I heard Cousins was playing. I thought it was a better chance for the Raptors.
You know, Iguodala is someone I would trust in that situation. But either way, ball goes out, and that's what happens. Toronto wins the championship. I still do love Toronto trying to beat Toronto, throwing the ball away with under 10 seconds left.
Horrible play.
Danny Green. I thought I was going to make my dreams come true. That was so great.
Shot clock's off. Up a point. All you have to do is hold the ball and get fouled.
You idiot.
All you have to do is hold the ball and get fouled and go to the line. And they start throwing it around like a hot potato. Kawhi Leonard gave it up first, but he had to because I think he had a 10-second thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. When you inbound it in the front court into the back court, you still have to get it over the line in 10 seconds,
don't you? Of course. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I think that resets the clock.
Even though you start in the front court.
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure Kawhi had to give it up. And so all Green had to do once he was over was just hold it and get fouled and go to the line.
Right. Just don't get tied up.
Shot clock was up.
Right.
Shot clock was off. And he throws it away. So I love that part of it.
I mean, horrendous play. Horrendous.
And so now Klay Thompson has an ACL? Holy moly.
That was brutal.
Unbelievable.
And I have to say, I admit, and I took a lot of heat, rightfully so, on social media for this last night. I thought it was one of your typical NBA injuries. And he's jogging around. He comes back. He hits the free throws. I was like, oh, he was fine the whole time.
Right?
And then you see him on crutches, and you find out this morning it was a torn ACL. It's like, what? He was jogging. He was jumping up and down. What? Huh?
So I felt the same thing. That's the thing about ACLs. You can
adrenaline, you don't really feel it in the moment, I guess.
You can walk off on him. I mean, you can. You can walk around on him. You can jog a little bit on him. You just can't cut or anything. But that's what's weird about ACLs versus a Achilles tendon where you can't even really walk. But anyway, I mean, I told you, every time an NBA player goes down like that, I'm like, get up, you're faking. So I instinctively felt the same thing. We ran back to hit the free throws with the crowd going nuts. I'm like, please. No, legit, torn ACL. So, you know, I give him a ton of credit. You know, that,
absolutely.
I mean, that turns on a dime, the thing of, like, get up, you're being dramatic, to, wow, what a tough guy. Seriously, warrior. Full credit, tip of the cap to him and Durant. You know, both those guys probably shouldn't have been playing, put their future health at risk to play and win another championship, and both paid the price.
It's unbelievable, really, when you weigh it out and you say, what are the chances? Like I would love for someone to actually do the math, that you would have two guys who are all-star players in the championship round heading into free agency, both essentially suffering season-ending injuries.
But boy, doesn't that change the landscape? Oh, my God. I mean, what does that do to everything? You know, even if Klay Thompson stays in Golden State, wipe Golden State off the, you know, because as much as I think Curry is a number one, if he's got to have some teammates. And if all of he's got there is Iguodala, or I don't even know who's left.
Draymond Green,
that's not enough.
No.
Not enough.
It's enough to be like a four or five. And then if Durant stays and Thompson stays, those guys come back for the playoffs, they're still obviously a threat.
Okay.
If they're back for the playoffs.
All right. So now you're...
And the way it times out, I think that they would be. At least Thompson definitely would be.
Yeah, I'm more worried about Durant than Klay Thompson, but go ahead.
But that's an interesting scenario. I mean, Steph Curry can keep him in the 4-5 range.
Sure he can.
Absolutely. So then they come back at the end. I didn't even consider that. But I'm just sort of considering Golden State. That's a redshirt year next year, man. You know, and Durant's probably gone on top of it. But wherever he goes, the Knicks aren't going to be a factor if he goes to the Knicks. And how does that all shake out? I just find that, you know, was Klay Thompson a consideration for LeBron and the Lakers? All that, I mean, that stuff to me is just, it's just changed on a dime.
Klay Thompson's perfect for LeBron. Perfect.
All right, so anyway, those are some more NBA thoughts. Here's George in the car on Kyrie Irving. Yes, George.
Hey, you guys talking about Thompson and Durant out next year. Doesn't that make it more frustrating being a Celtics fan, knowing that the only thing the Celtics need is the Kyrie to stay so they could just get Anthony Davis? They'd probably be the favorites next year with those two guys, along with the other guys on the team already.
Okay, George, multiple things. One is Golden State was there to be had this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Turns out Golden State was there to be had. And the injury, you know, that could have been you. That should have been you.
I mean, look, again, the team that won came out of the East. That's all you need to know.
And LeBron wasn't here anymore. That was yours.
That's all you need to know. The team that won came out of the East because everything else broke right.
So you should be pissed about what happened last year. And it does open it up for next year. Next year is as open. The NBA next year is as open as any time I can ever remember. Who's going to win it all next year?
No idea.
Maybe Milwaukee.
I mean, so.
They'd be a favorite for me.
Yeah, so Milwaukee's up there. He's right.
Sure. Is that a lock?
No.
Would it surprise you if the Bucks are a 3 seed and lose in the second round?
No.
No.
So this is not, that's not normally something you would say about the NBA favorite. Caesars Palace, odds to win the 2020 title. Best odds, Warriors at 3-1. Do they know something? Is Kawhi Leonard going to the Golden State Warriors, Jimmy?
I don't think so. I think he's going to the Clippers.
Okay. Well.
But there's a chance that he does go to the Warriors, but I think it's the Clippers.
But maybe they're banking on Murray's scenario. That Durant just opts in for that last year because he's going to rehab for most of it. But they're both Klay Thompson and Durant will be back in April of next year, May even. And okay, so anyway, they have the Warriors is the odds-on favorite. Guess who's number two? The Lakers at 9-2.
Still, huh?
The Lakers are second.
So now that's one. It's like, what the hell do they know? Because right now that makes absolutely no sense.
Well, what they know is that, in theory, LeBron will be healthier, and they know the luring power of L.A. That's what they know.
Then the Bucks and Clippers are tied at 6-1. Both make sense. Clippers assume they're going to get Kawhi Leonard. Next is the Raptors at 8-1, which makes no sense to me. If they put the Clippers at 6-1 because Kawhi Leonard's there, then who's left in Toronto, and how are they even have a sniff? So would you stop?
So what they're saying, though, is that that could go either way, and that they're leaning towards the Clippers.
Got you. Then come the Rockets at 10-1. Then come the Knicks at 12-1.
The Knicks.
Notice who I haven't mentioned.
Yeah,
yet.
I haven't heard the Celtics.
Then Ooh. Come the Sixers at 12-1.
Hello.
And then come the Celtics at 12-1. They were tied. I put the Celtics third on all those just to
for drama.
Feel that's high.
Yeah, to exactly.
So the Nets aren't on there either then.
The Nets are 18-1.
Okay.
So you have the same odds next year as the Knicks and the Sixers. Last year, were you the second or third odds-on favorite for the championship?
Something like that.
It was close.
You were
way up there. So I just think the whole thing's wide open. It's actually fascinating. It's fascinating. Here's Brian in Rhode Island for Maz. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, guys. I called a couple weeks ago to agree with Maz on his take about Steph Curry not being a number one. And honestly, last night, I felt the best player on the floor was definitely Klay Thompson. If it was him hucking up that three, then I think they would. I honestly think it would have made it. And looking back, a lot of the times they've came back was from Klay Thompson. And one more quick thing on the Celtics. I'm kind of upset this year because the last 2 years are meaningless, and now the Celtics are going to be the equivalent to the Bengals. They will make the playoffs but get bounced every year, and because of that, they will get no more good draft picks. I want to hear what you guys think.
Okay, that's sort of the scary spot, true, to be stuck in the middle there.
Not as bad as the Bengals. They won't be as bad. The Bengals, to me, are like a laughingstock.
They are institutional losers, and you are still institutional winners. You are. I will give that to you. It's just it's a tough league right now, and you're sort of in a tough spot. I think there's a path there. I just think you got to be more patient. And I'm with Murray. I am done chasing guys that don't want to be here.
That's a bad comp. It actually might be a better comp is maybe the Packers. You know, they're good, and they'll keep making the playoffs, but they'll probably never win again.
Steelers. Okay, so that's who you are. Fan base that is a little delusional and sort of living off of past championships and is really honky and still carry yourself as all the rings and all the banners and the Steelers. You're kind of the Steelers. That's the comp I think that's good for the Celtics, which means you're still pretty damn good. And I always get the sense that you'll figure out eventually and come back and win championships like the Steelers. I sort of view them the same way. But what was I just going to say before that?
Chasing.
I'm done chasing. If I'm the Celtics, if they don't want to be here, don't give up assets.
I can't imagine that they would. I mean, if they do, I just don't think it's smart. Like, you know, in fact, it's dumb is what it is. It's dumb. It's downright stupid. If they have no... now, look, if they have some side of inside knowledge that Rich Paul's full of it and that Davis, you know, is willing to actually do it, well, then that's different. But I don't see any way you could do it knowing what we know. And given what just happened with Kyrie... And look, the saving grace with Kyrie is that at the end of the day, the only thing it really cost you was Colin Sexton. You didn't give up a ton. Okay, you gave up a player who might be pretty good, but you didn't give up a franchise player. You're going to give up Tatum or Brown or both?
You just lost one lottery pick. You're going to lose another?
No, you can't do it.
For another one and done? That's just there's no. I would be floored if they did that. Here's Murray's update. Back to your calls on Agenda Free Friday.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The 1-1. Popped him up into center field. Bradley there, and the Red Sox win it. 7-6, the final score. Not exactly according to script tonight. They come from 6-1 down to win it. Josh Smith picks up his first major league save in his first opportunity.
All right, it's Agenda Free Friday. Everything on the table. I'm sort of admittedly disengaged from the Red Sox here from the last couple weeks.
You're not alone.
I got to dig back in. We all got to dig back in. They win last night. They go down big early to Texas, right?
6-1. Yeah, 4. I think it was 4-0 after the top of the first, 6-1 after that.
David Price gets pounded, but they come back and they win the game. The bullpen holds, and the Sox split. Salvage another split. Boy, they've been on the verge, it feels like. A lot of these series where they've lost the first two, win the third, lose two of the first three, win the fourth. Like, they've just sort of staved off
disaster
sweeps or disastrous series, I feel like, all the way through. They 7.5 games out of first place, 2 games over 500. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Let me ask you, Maz. We going to have a baseball season?
My answer is yes, because the field sucks so bad that they couldn't possibly fall out of it. I think, and I really mean that, they're 500, basically 500, almost halfway through the season now. You know, they played, 68 games? Like, we're talking closing in here on 81. 2 weeks, you'll have played half the season. And they are where they are, and they're in the wild card hunt. I mean, they're right there. So, and I think that that is a commentary on the league. So, I don't think that that part of it's not going to change. In fact, it's going to get worse.
Well, in some ways, Ed, it might be a little more interesting that you actually have to watch the scoreboard and the standings, and might have an actual race.
So certainly, but they've woefully underachieved. And look, last night in and of itself, of course, you get down 4-1, you come back 6-1, 4-0 and 6-1, you come back and win the game. That's a good win. But in the bigger picture, what, to split a 4-game series with Texas? This is the goal now? And the pattern you're talking about has been going on here now for a month. Go into Houston, lose two, win the last one. Houston comes in, lose two, win the last one. Yankees win the last one. Like always, doing the bare minimum to avoid disaster. So I have a hard time getting excited for a team that's just trying to get by with their kind of talent. Again, last night, independently, in a vacuum, good win. That's a nice character win. Can they sustain it? I don't know. Someone said to me today, the good news is now they're going into Baltimore. Is it? Because I think they're 4-3 against the Orioles this year, so that's good news. You know, they played Toronto and had to scrape out a series with them. Like, it just doesn't feel like anything is a given for them. So I would love to see them get hot. I know people don't believe that, but I would love to see them get hot. It just feels to me like, with the exception of a couple of guys on the team, they are largely going through the motions. And Bogaerts, by the way, is one of the ones who's played. Bogaerts, who was in theory in the final year of a contract and got his extension already.
And is still playing.
Is playing his ass off.
Yeah, good for him.
He is playing his ass off. And so, Bogaerts to me, I'm hoping is turned into the player we all thought he could. It took a while. But, him, Devers, that's really about it. There's not much more than that.
Okay, there's your Red Sox Minute. Want to weigh in on the Sox? By all means, you're welcome. Everyone's welcome on an agenda-free Friday, everything being on the table. Here's Justin Revere on the Bruins. Go ahead, Justin.
Hi, guys. Just real quick. Allie Raisman, every time she raises the flag, the Bruins lose. So next year, she should be banned from all further playoff games. Just FYI. That's a stat. So I have never been a Rams fan following the 2010 series with Philly. I was there for Game 7. I was there Wednesday. Blake Murray, I left. Only I paid $1,800. To watch that, and I am now very sad. But this is a consistent thing with Rask, with the home playoff games or in big stages, or when you need a win to secure home ice or a playoff game, or a player spot, I should say. Obviously, we know 2013, the Chicago series, 2014 game 7.
But Justin, let me stop you. He was big in all those spots this year up until the other night, right?
I know, but Mike, that's my thing. He takes you only so far. He can never close it out. And I honestly do not think that we can ever win a championship with this guy.
Okay. The last thing is it's just going to be frustrating because, I mean, I think there's some things that can just be facts and we don't have to argue about. Here's a fact. He played well enough to win a championship this year.
No question.
Okay.
Yep.
No question.
Yep. Fact. He played well enough to win a championship. He is capable of winning a championship. Second, he was the main reason you got to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Fact.
Yeah.
He was their best and most consistent player in the postseason.
Okay. Did he play well in Game 7?
No.
No.
So these are all facts.
Yeah, both things can be true. He's good enough to get you there, and he's also, bad Tuukka Rask when you need him the most.
Do you think going forward he's not good enough to win your championship?
I think he's good enough to get you there. He's Pekka Rinne. He's our Pekka Rinne. He's good enough to get you there. He might get hot. He'll go on a deep run. But when it comes to nut cutting time, he's going to let you down.
You'll never trust him in a Game 7 ever
Never again. Never again. This was his chance. That was it. You lost.
I don't feel that way. I mean, again, this postseason, he was 5-0 in elimination games going into the last one?
Right.
He was,
until the most important of
he
them.
He was big in every one of those spots. And he also wasn't the reason you lost. Fact, he wasn't the reason you lost. The whole team got outplayed. Once they got down that one goal, they, as usual, got choked out by a team that matched up really well against them. Right. And they came up small.
Not the, but part. He was definitely part of that.
Fact, he didn't play well in Game 7. Okay? But all the Tuukka people, they all start crying. And then I think other people on the other side take it too far. This year does not prove that you can't win without Rask. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
This year kind of proved you can win with Rask.
In fact, I have bigger concerns than the goalie right now. Now, if you were to say to me, look, you know, Tuukka would be a good time to sell high, and you can get by with something a little less at goalie, you might be able to convince me.
Now, that's a whole nother topic. Is any goalie worth $7 million? Is he? And so that's like a whole nother side piece. And I think if you can objectively argue that, and it's not an indictment on Rask to say, if someone, you know, gives you an offer you can't refuse, and it's a way to clear some money, is that something you should consider?
Yes.
I mean, but can you accept that argument without thinking that someone's dumping on Rask? It's just, you know, I got very frustrated yesterday with that one call because it's like everyone turns into a bunch of six-year-olds when it comes to this stuff. Rask was amazing this playoffs. He was great. He played well enough to win a championship. He's not why you lost. He also didn't play well in the biggest game of the year. Those are both true. Fred in Norwood on Steph Curry. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, I hate to admit it, but I agree with Maz here. I don't think Steph's number one. I think the year that he won it was more of a combination of where in basketball you can have all the right roles fitted and you can win as a team. I think that's kind of more of what happened before Durant got there. And on top of it, Steph Curry is now 0-for-8 in game-winning shots with under 20 seconds left in the postseason. That has to count for something.
Yeah, they threw up that graphic before he missed that shot.
But you know what? Like, honestly, so what are you telling me? He can't make a clutch shot? Does anyone honestly believe that?
It's not a great stat, though.
I know, but you know what? I'd be willing to bet that if you did, we did this once. Most guys shoot like in the 20s in that situation, maybe even less. Like, I mean, percentage-wise
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Like, none of them make. None of them make. Those shots at the end of the game, when they go in, we remember them. But the fact is, you end up going 1-for-10, and we remember the one. Right? So, it, like, again.
Is any point guard a true number one?
Only if he can.
Is any point guard in the history of the league ever a true number one?
Magic.
Fine.
6'9".
Yep.
So I'm a sizist. You know this.
Yes. No, I'm just trying to nail it down a little bit. Yeah. Isaiah Thomas, the original Isaiah Thomas.
I mean, they, what are we on, two titles?
They did.
Yeah. I'd have to say yes, but I'd also say he's an exception. I admit.
So someone in still full-blown denial, everybody.
Yeah, maybe. But so listen, I admit, I thought I started to veer from this whole idea that a point guard can't be your best player.
I mean, you used to think Kyrie Irving was.
Yeah, I don't anymore.
Okay. So
I'm a sizist. I am. I'm. You know what? I'm sunk in. As you say, this show, this business is a journey of self-discovery. I've refined where I am. If you're not big enough to shut someone down on D, you're out.
We've got our long commercial-free segment next year on Agenda Free Friday.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Always have to be ha ha he he.
Oh, love it.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
I talked to one guy who was the same guy that told me Durant was going to the Warriors in January of that year. The same guy said, don't fall for it with this Kyrie stuff. Don't fall for it all year long. He goes, he's not coming back. He's not coming back. He's not coming back. He's not coming back. And when everybody thought he was coming back, the same guy was like, he's not. He's like, I'm telling you right now, he's not. Kyrie just knew. Let me just play it this way. And either he convinced Boston he was coming back, or Boston's game plan as a front office was that everybody they talked to just positive, positive, positive. Kyrie's coming back. Kyrie's coming back. It's a certainty. It's a lock. It's the whole thing. I don't think Kyrie had any intention of sticking around. And I think it goes back to last year in the playoffs and not showing up. I think all this stuff is connected. And whether Boston knew it and played it a certain way, or Kyrie played them, And that's fine because what they gave up asset wise,
it was a great risk. I support it.
It's a good trade.
Good luck in Brooklyn. Good luck to the Nets fans.
Okay, I replay that because I find that interesting. It was Ryan Russillo last week on with Bill Simmons, saying his guy was telling him all along Kyrie's not coming back to Boston, and with every growing day, that looks more apparent. Steve Bulpet, who is really tapped in with the Celtics, reports that basically he's gone. According to a source with ties to Roc Nation, Bulpet writes, the organization expected to become Irving's new representative. The all-star point guard is prepared to sign with the Brooklyn Nets when he becomes a free agent next month. A separate league source told the Herald that his team, not the Celtics, has received the same information and is operating under the belief that Irving wants to join the Nets. Word is that the Celtics, meanwhile, had not been given any definitive indication from Irving as of yesterday afternoon. So that's the latest that, you know, all these signs have pointed to Kyrie gone. Now Kyrie and the Nets. And that question that Russillo asked, either Boston knew what he was going to do and was just feeding everyone a line of happy horse crap, or Kyrie was playing them and the Celtics were led to believe that he was staying. What do you believe?
More the second thing than the first, I think. More the second thing than the first. Because I don't know that, I mean, I don't know. The Celtics have gone so far publicly as to say what we have is an engagement.
I don't know. They really spin things in a positive direction.
No question. Yeah, no question they do.
Publicly and privately, you know, they really do. So it's hard to know. I think they felt he'd be back. Or maybe this. Maybe there is some middle ground, which is, yeah, you know, he says this and that, but at the end of the day, he's going to pick us because why would he ever go to the dumpster fire of the Knicks? You know what I mean?
I think that they have to look at themselves and say, well, we're the best option. We'll be all right here. We'll figure it out.
Because they're using logic. And that's right. What people around here, not just through the green-colored glasses, they also use logic. They say, the Lakers are a freaking dysfunctional disaster. The Knicks are one of the grossest, worst organizations in sports. The Brooklyn Nets are a joke. Why would he ever pick one of those teams over the Celtics and us? And you're sort of, I understand where you're coming from. But you need to get it through your skulls, as Murray said in the first segment. And the Celtics need to get it through their skulls that, for some reason, those things don't matter to a lot of those guys. And if they don't want to be here, they don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Take them at their word.
I mean, it's one thing to me if you're saying you're going to sign a free agent and you can convince a guy to come here. To give up big assets for a guy who's going to leave in a year, you can't do it. Can't do it. I'm worried about their bravado when it comes to that.
Jimmy, do you think the Celtics were fooled by, do you think they were played by Kyrie Irving into believing he's coming back, or they knew he wasn't coming back and just put on a happy face?
I believe that Kyrie Irving played the Celtics like a fiddle.
See, I lean more towards that because in retrospect, what a disingenuous fraud that guy is. Seriously, and I told you, I'd still take him back. If he said he wanted to come back, I'd take him.
Oh, man, you're a fool.
I am. I'm a complete slut for talent, Murray. I am a slut for talent. That's what I am. Totally. I completely admit it. In that league, I think you have to be. But, think of where they were before this past season started. It felt good, didn't it? I mean, like, you know, now granted, him skipping out on game 7, maybe that was the beginning of
bad sign.
Maybe that was the beginning. And I know Russillo talks about it too there. But maybe that was the beginning of it. Because it felt like it was working. It felt like it was all working. And then this year it completely went the other way. So now the whole thing, maybe he believed it too at the beginning of the season, though. And the more I think about it, the more I doubt it. I mean, that bull crap with the crossing guard that he pulled on his Instagram video in New Jersey. Like, if this, you know, again, as Murray pointed out, which I thought was a great one, that's a LeBron move. You go home. You go home and you get all the love and adulation. That's what you do. They adore you when you go home. And Kyrie wants to be loved.
The other thing with the Nets connection, because we were talking about how Jay-Z, he's the one that runs Roc Nation, obviously, and started the whole thing. He's from Brooklyn. The other connection that someone pointed out to me. So the president of Roc Nation Sports, his name is Michael Yormark. He's the twin brother of Brett Yormark, who's the current CEO of the Brooklyn Nets.
it just reeks of Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a bag job. I mean, the thing sounds like a total bag job.
And never mind the whole entertainment thing, that nonsense, which Kyrie is obviously really important to Kyrie Irving, maybe as important, if not more, than the basketball.
Right. Rock Nation has a whole entertainment division, and it's L.A.-based.
He belongs with Jay-Z.
And basketball isn't the most important thing in Kyrie Irving's life, in my opinion.
Right.
No, clearly.
Which is something, by the way, that should have been identified before they traded for Kyrie Irving. Because here, basketball is important, everything. And Kyrie Irving, it's just like, it's another thing.
So you do blame the Celtics for trading that Lowry pick for Kyrie?
In part.
But, you know, this is one of those things, too. What guys in that league is basketball most important to?
Yes, this is a big complaint I have about a lot of these guys. That, you know, Durant said it, too. I don't want to be defined by this. Why not? Why not be defined by being the greatest ever at your craft, or being considered one of the greatest to ever do what you chose to dedicate your life to? I think that's a great thing to be known for. Why do some of those athletes be like, no, man, I'm bigger than that. Wouldn't you want to be known as the greatest sports writer who ever lived, or one of the greatest sports talk guys that ever did it? Like, wouldn't that be enough for you? Or a good family man? Or like, why is being a great basketball player not enough?
I don't know. In some ways, I wonder if it's all sort of, you know, built into the sport, because that game is the great players. It's largely a gift. It's got nothing to do with hard.
It comes a little too easy, I would think.
Right, right. It's got nothing to do with hard work. And I don't mean to say that they don't work hard, because I think they do. Like, I mean, think they keep themselves in shape and all of that. But the fact is, Kevin Durant's a great player because he's 6'10 and can shoot over people. If he were 6'5, he wouldn't be one of the five greatest players in the world. And so it's a gift. And like, LeBron's body is his gift. He was born with it. Now, again, so the skill, all of that, like, you can run faster, jump higher, all of that, better than other people. And it's largely individual.
Okay, so the Celtics just got burned. If Kyrie Irving's really gone.
He is.
They will have gotten burned.
He's been gone since last summer.
They will have gotten burned.
As I've told you, or as I've believed.
They will have gotten burned on that trade. When it happens, we'll discuss whether you won or lost the trade.
Thank you.
But you got burned there a little bit. That I think you can all acknowledge. They're willing to do it again on Anthony Davis? Oh, come on. Come on. And give away another lottery pick for a guy that doesn't want to be here?
It'd be a mistake.
All right, so that's one of the things on Agenda Free Friday. Back to your phones, I promise, after Murray's 90-second update here.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. LineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.